House Democrats Pass Partisan Articles of Impeachment Against President Trump. By Sean Moran on December 18, 2019. House Democrats voted to impeach President Donald Trump Wednesday, making Trump the third president in American history to be impeached by the House of Representatives. The House passed Article 1 of H.R. 755, which charges Trump with abusing the office of the presidency. Article 1 passed on mostly partisan lines, 230 to 197, with Republicans united against the resolution. Two Democrats, Reps. Colin Peterson, DMN, and Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, voted against the resolution. The second article of impeachment, which charges that Trump obstructed Congress, passed the House with 229 to 198 votes. Three Democrats, Reps. Van Drew, Peterson, and Representative Jared Golden, DME, voted against the resolution. Representative Justin Amash, IME, a former Republican, voted in favor of Article 1 of impeachment. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, who is running for the Democratic nomination for president, voted present for Article 1 of impeachment. She also voted present on the resolution establishing the rules surrounding the impeachment bill. Republicans and Democrats have been sparring over impeachment since early Wednesday morning. House Democrats blocked House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's RCA privileged motion to condemn House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, DNY, for exceeding their powers. Rep. Peterson voted with Republicans to prevent Democrats from blocking a floor vote on the legislation. Reps. Van Drew and Peterson voted with Republicans against a bill that would establish the rules regarding the House floor debate on the articles of impeachment against Trump. After the Democrats moved to establish 6 hours of debate on impeachment, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, compared the Democrats' efforts to remove the president from office to the World War II Battle of the Bulge. House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Doug Collins, RGA, said during a speech Wednesday that Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, wants more witnesses because he does not have all of the facts. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters, DCA, tweeted Wednesday that Democrats had laid out the facts, and she charged that they are on the correct side of history. Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, also shouted at Rep. Nadler after the New York Democrat accused him of echoing Russian propaganda. The Texas conservative responded sarcastically. You said it was about this terrible Russia collusion. When that fell through, it was about emoluments. It's about bribery. It's about extortion. It's changed, but one thing hasn't changed, and that's the intent to impeach this president. It's always been there. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said, Democrats have been triggered into impeaching the president because they don't like him, and they don't like us. Representative Al Green, DTX, who has been a leading figure for impeachment, used a picture of a migrant girl crying at the southern border during his speech. However, despite the Democrats' claim, the migrant girl was not crying because she was separated from her parents. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, said that the impeachment is a total shift show. House Republican Leader McCarthy delivered a scathing rebuke of the Democrats' push to impeach President Trump and undermine the 2020 presidential election. He said that Democrats have done little to improve Americans' lives during this congressional term. Rep. McCarthy said, Donald J. Trump is president of the United States. He is president today. He will be president tomorrow. And he will be president when this impeachment is over. When they accept that, maybe this House can get back to work for the American people. Because they lost to him, Trump, in 2016, they'll do anything to stop him in 2020. That's not America. That's not how democratic republics behave. Elections matter. Voters matter. And in 11 months the people's voice will be heard again. Impeachment is the most consequential decision Congress can make other than sending our men and women into war. Yet 85 days ago Speaker Pelosi chose to impeach the President of the United States. She wrote the script and created an artificial timeline to make the details fit. Why else are we doing this hours before Christmas? If that's all this was, a rush to judgment, she could be forgiven. But, before the speaker saw one word, one shred of evidence, she moved to impeach. In the past, such a step demanded a vote, from all of us, from the start. But not only did she move to impeach before she gave this House, and the hundreds of millions of people we represent, a say in whether to pursue an impeachment inquiry. She threw out the bipartisan standards and institutional precedents this House gave Presidents Nixon and Clinton. Moreover, politicizing this process has discredited the United States House of Representatives and could forever weaken the remedy of impeachment. To again quote Professor Turley, it is the Democrats' rush to impeachment on these grounds, with unfair procedures, that is an abuse of power. Madam Speaker, as I said at the beginning, we face a choice. Do you trust the wisdom of the people or do you deny them a say in their government? Fortunately, the people will have the opportunity to speak up and render their verdict in 11 short months. To my fellow Americans, if you approve of the way this House has conducted its business, if you want to see your tax dollars go towards endless investigations, support impeachment. But if you want to restore a working Congress, like the previous Congress that listened to you and worked to bring the best economy this country has ever seen and will once again work with the President to get things done for you and your family, then join Republicans in rejecting this baseless impeachment. That's what's wonderful about this system of ours. We are a government of, by, and for the people. Now that the House has passed articles of impeachment, the Senate will convene an impeachment trial to determine if the President should be removed from office. Although many establishment media outlets have speculated if Senate Republicans will vote to convict President Trump, Senator Mike Braun, RN, said that as many as three Senate Democrats could vote to acquit the President. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said that the Democrats' impeachment will meet a quick demise in the Senate. Contrary to what its Speaker Pelosi said today, that President-at-real Donald Trump gave Democrats no choice but to impeach, the squad and liberal mob gave Pelosi no choice. What does it mean? President Trump is more likely to be re-elected and the House is in play for 2020. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said during a floor speech Tuesday that he will move to dismiss the impeachment trial. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.